Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Coach Dave, your success coach, and welcome to another episode of Success Made Simple. I am so excited about today's episode because, well, the topic we're talking about has been something that has been vital to my success and to me accomplishing what I've accomplished in life and business and ministry, all different areas of my life. And I just had a big talk with someone about this subject just the other day. And so I think it's going to be a great help for you today. Again, I've mentioned it before, but if you've never checked out our Bounce Back program, I developed a 40-day program all based on this book, Another Shot. Now, in the program, we talk about the subject today a little bit deeper, but every day for 40 days, you'll get a video from me. When you wake up in the morning, I'm going to be there waiting for you, right? A little creepy, but I'll be there. You'll get an email, you'll get a workbook with it. You also will get a copy of this. I think you might also get the audio book of me reading this. Comes in there as well. And then six coaching sessions. Six individual coaching sessions over the next 40 days where I brought in some friends. Now, a couple of them I do. I'm on all of them, but I've got Danielle Delgado, the millionaire maker. You might have seen her on 10X with Grant Cardone, or Tim Story, the same thing. You see him on 10X or with Oprah Winfrey, Mark Miro, former WWE champion, and Simon Bailey from Disney. Disney exec. It's just an incredible time. Rachel Pisani is with me, and we talk about how to develop a strategy for your success in laying out, you know, steps and what to do. It's really a phenomenal program, and you can go to my website, davemartin.org, and find out all about it. There's a 90-minute free webinar where I share 8 things if you need a bounce back in some area of your life, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your relationship. I give you 8 simple things. They're free on that first podcast. If you go to the first webinar, you can watch the webinar on demand right there. And it also tells you a little bit more about the program. So I hope you'll check that out. But today we're talking about, have you ever heard someone say, you got to be in the right place at the right time? Timing. Think about all the wonderful things that have happened in your life. Think about the day you found your job, the day maybe you met your wife or your husband, your boyfriend. Think about the day you met your best friend or the day you bought your first house. If you really think about it, most of the pivotal events of your life and most of the greatest achievements were a result in part of good timing. Right? Like my wife, she happened to be in the right place at the right time, right? When I walked by, she was standing there and everything, her life changed forever. Wow. I bet she thinks about that every day. You got your job because you happened to bump into an old friend who works where you're working now, and she told you about the opening that was available. You bought your house because a coworker or a friend just happened to invite you over to the pool party, and you saw a for sale sign in the yard when you drove by that through that neighborhood. It can almost send shivers up your spine to think about how close all these wonderful events happened, or almost didn't happen. Right? But they did happen. But I mean, what if you'd have turned the other way on the street, or what if Christine would have went to the bathroom at the moment I was walking by? I can only imagine how horrible her life would have been and how sad she would be forever. But as a lesson to all of us, timing is essential to success. As a hard worker or talent personal contacts, all those things are essential. Working hard, preparation, timing determines when something is bound to happen and when something is improbable. Now, I don't really believe in coincidence. I don't really think there's any such thing. It's two lines that coincide, right? Nothing happens just by coincidence. I thank God everything is ordained. And to achieve your goals, you need to have a good sense of timing. You need to understand how timing impacts your success or your failure. We were talking about baseball earlier in a podcast. Last week, we talked about it a little bit. A baseball player has to swing the bat at precisely the right moment. I mean, a tenth of a second and everything changes. If he wants to hit the ball over the center field wall, he's got to hit it at just the right time. A visionary must time his actions perfectly if he hopes to really give life to his dreams. Because most dreams fail, not from a lack of effort or sincerity, but from poor timing. For better or for worse, all the important events of our lives prove to be the product of timing. Have you ever had an automobile accident? Have you ever collided with another car? And at some point in our lives, most of us will probably be involved in some kind of fender bender, hopefully not a major accident. But just think about that for a moment. What if the other car hadn't have been in that spot at the moment that the collision occurred? What if the other driver had paused for just a second to adjust his rearview mirror before backing out of the driveway? What if he had caught the red light at the intersection instead of barely making it through? If something had only occurred to alter the moments when both drivers' cars arrived simultaneously at the same spot of the impact, the collision would have never happened. But the collision did happen. And it occurred because the timing of your arrival at that spot coincided precisely with the arrival of the other driver at the same spot. And now, well, the rest is history. You cannot control all the elements of timing that go into a planned venture, regardless of how meticulously you may have planned ahead. And you could never have predicted the power outage that happened on the day of your grand opening, or COVID-19 hitting on the day of your grand opening. Trust me, it happened to me. I could have never planned. Lots of planning, lots of thought went into just the moment to launch this brand new venture that we were doing, and then everything shuts down. Maybe some new business regulations or the state assembly decided to adopt during their special legislative session, and now everything has changed. Sometimes we fail because of bad timing. But even though we cannot control everything, we can foresee most things if we will only look and pay attention to what's happening around us. Most people are aware of King Solomon's beautiful teaching about timing. And in the Bible, Solomon wrote, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it talks about there's a time to be born and there's a time to die, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time for war and a time for peace. Of course, the unspoken reality that is hidden in these verses of the great book, the Bible, is the reality that the reader needs the wisdom to know which time is at hand, right? Is it God's time for us to speak up, or is it God's time for us to stay silent? Is this the time to laugh, or is this the time to weep? Only experience can teach us to know the difference, and only wisdom, godly wisdom. Unfortunately, experience usually comes with some pain. I would much rather learn from someone else's experience than my own. So if you failed in the past, you need to understand what went wrong. Did you have the wrong idea? Did you simply try to execute your idea maybe at the wrong time? maybe you say, I'm gonna grow tomatoes. I've always wanted to grow tomatoes. Well, if you plant the tomatoes in December and you live in Detroit, it's probably the wrong timing, right? But if you plant them at the right timing, they'll grow some beautiful tomatoes. If a lack of knowledge, maybe, or a lack of planning did you in the first time around, then fix those things before taking another shot at your goals. But if timing was your problem, try to time your next shot just a little bit better. Be aggressive when it's time to be aggressive, and be patient when it's time to be patient. Be fearless when it's time to be fearless, and be cautious when it's time to be cautious. Be strong when it's time to be strong, and be flexible when it's time to be flexible. And be sure to utilize your strengths at just the right time. See, all of that matters. Timing matters. After all, you can't fly a kite on a windless day, and you can't build a snowman in the month of June in Orlando. Leonard Ravenhill, the English evangelist and writer, he once said, "The opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity." In life, I remember having an opportunity one time to buy a Rolls Royce, beautiful Rolls Royce, and the deal was incredible. Now, I was just starting out, young, just married Christine, and the amount of money that this mentor of mine said, "I'll sell you the Rolls Royce for $25,000. $25,000. It was, you might as well said $1 million to me at that time. $25,000. I thought I would never, I was just beginning a brand new venture. Now, my mentor had encouraged me how well it would do, and I just didn't have the faith maybe to believe that it could do as well as he said. And I said, "I can't do it. I can't." He goes, you can't find $25,000. I said, "I don't know where I'd get $25,000. Within the next 12 months, I was amazed at how well that the business had taken off and how well we were doing. I went back to him. I said, Hey, what about I'll buy the Rolls Royce, $25,000. I got it. Let's do it." He said, No, you missed the opportunity. You see, the life of the opportunity ran up. He said, someone that thinks like you think doesn't even deserve to drive a Rolls Royce. Well, he said, if you'd have been thinking right a year ago, you'd have found a way, because you'd have realized the investment. Anyway, it's a whole nother story. In life, there's seasons when certain things become possible. But the opposite is also true in life. There are seasons when things are virtually impossible. One key to success is to know the difference and to act accordingly. When circumstances are against you, you should approach a decision cautiously. You should deliberate in your assessment and talking to advisors. And then be real deliberate when you get to your calculations, and you should ask yourself whether the time is right to take a shot at your goal now or not. But when circumstances are favorable, you can't hesitate to move forward with your plans. I've got a friend who, I'm one of those, I'm like ready, shoot, aim. Ready, fire, aim. He's like ready, aim. I think that's... Are you sure that, what if the wind blows, aim, and by the time he fires what he was shooting at, it's long gone. You got to move when it's time to move. More often, I'm like, just shoot, we'll readjust, and we'll shoot again, right? Don't miss an opportunity. But more often than not, when a season is unfavorable for the achievement of a dream, you're going to know it. But the bitter truth is that we often lie to ourselves, and we often tell ourselves that we want to believe instead of the truths that we need to face. So when it comes to your goals, tell yourself the truth and try to pick the optimum time to maximize your potential for success. If you have ever prepared yourself for the work that lies ahead, if you have gained the knowledge that you need to succeed, if you've surrounded yourself with right people, if you have chosen the right path for yourself in life, then let the circumstances of your current season dictate whether you will forge ahead or whether you'll slow down, whether you'll pull the trigger or wait for the target to come a little closer, or maybe miss it altogether because it's gone. Sometimes we must push on the door of opportunity to pry it open far enough to walk through. Some people say, oh, the door's closed. Sometimes you've got to just push a little bit. Some people are pulling when they should be pushing, or pushing when they should be pulling. And when we push until our arm hurts and nothing happens, we need to wise up and maybe make a correction. It's time to pull. Success is a product of doing the right thing in the right way at just the right time. Have you ever seen that with someone walk up to the door and they're pulling and pulling? And look, it says push. Throughout history, the great achievers have been those men and women who have recognized the signs of the times and have moved to take advantage of the trends in their society. So don't be a stick in the mud, right? Don't get stuck in what worked or what used to work. Be contemporary. Be relevant. Sense the direction that the winds are blowing and the currents are flowing. I mean, we're in a whole new season and world of life right now with what's happened in 2020. You gotta flow. The currents are flowing different ways. And you can still, I mean, some people, there are becoming multimillionaires and doing amazing things right now in this economy. Other people, it's totally the opposite. If you're not willing to pivot and adjust to which way the currents are flowing, don't try to launch a cassette company now. Cassettes are gone, right? Everything's digital. I was looking at an old car the other day, and I got in, and they had 8 tracks. I remember I held that thing up, and my son said, he's 14, he said, what is that? Same thing he said when I showed him a VHS tape. Why does it make that noise when it rewinds? Perhaps the biggest disappointment in life is to miss a good opportunity, to miss the timing when it comes your way. Don't get too far behind, and don't get too far ahead. The next biggest disappointment is to try to create an opportunity that isn't there. So use some common sense as you prepare to take advantage of your next shot at life. And be smart enough to know what lies beyond the horizon and beyond the horizon for you and for the dream that you have in your heart. Timing. There's so much more we could get into on that. I hope you'll maybe jump in that 40-day program. We talk a lot about it in there. And we talk with some of these great, most successful people that how timing played an effort or played a part in their effort to bounce back and in their success, really, at bouncing back. Timing could be everything. So I hope that, you know, timing was everything when I ran into a good friend of mine now that owns a company called Bang Energy Drinks. The Bang drinks are just going off the shelves like crazy. And we're so grateful because of that friendship. And they partnered with us and sponsored the podcast here, Success Made Simple. We thankful for Bang. That's the energy drink that I drink because it's not that stereotypical sugar, you know, high sugar drink that's, you know, just a soda pretending to be an energy drink. Other energy drinks will cause you to just crash and after you drink them and it's all over, just, gosh. But life is an extreme sport. You got to be going. You got to be moving. And Bang is the energy. It's the extreme energy source to live life extreme. Bang! I like that. Bang! Bang. Get you one today. Hey, enjoy your day. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, social media. Make sure you share today's podcast with someone else and keep banging. Bang, bang. All right. Have a good day. Thanks for joining us on Success Made Simple. Check out davemartin.org and find out find out if we're coming to your area or maybe you'd like to join us at one of our upcoming seminars or conferences that'll be coming up in 2021. All right, have a great day, and we'll see you next week right here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.